proponents of a plan requiring employers to fire workers whose Social Security numbers don't match their names say the rule will unfairly penalize both legal workers and employers. Jim Buchan of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says the rule will force employers to fire people who are legal workers.
Inevitably, you're going to be required to discharge people who are citizens and or facing consequences as an employer for errors that the federal government has made, and that just doesn't seem right.
Opposition to the no-match letter policy has led to a marriage of convenience between employers and unions. Angelo Amador, the director of immigration policy for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, says the problem is that the Social Security Administration's record-keeping system has too many technical glitches in it that result in legal workers being served with no-match letters because of simple misspellings of their names. Amador says that's prompted unions and employers to join forces against it.
Our concerns are economics and the cost of trying to implement this rule and losing a legal workforce, and they have, you know, concerns with abuse. But it's quite interesting to see that on this issue, you know, when you have the AFL and the chamber, I think people should take notice that maybe the government is wrong.
The chamber has a lawsuit pending demanding that the federal government come up with a more fair and effective method for determining citizenship. Immigrants' rights advocates also oppose the rule. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.